I'm Jane Lindholm, and this is Vermont Edition. Tomorrow is World Sepsis Day. And while half of you may be wondering why there's a World Sepsis Day, the other half may be wondering, what is sepsis? It's probably important to know that globally, sepsis affects about 30 million people each year and kills between 6 and 9 million of them. To learn more about this potentially deadly condition, we're joined now by Dr. Rick Hildebrandt. He's medical director of hospital medicine at Rutland Regional Medical Center. Dr. Hildebrandt, welcome to Vermont Edition.
Thanks for having me.
So what exactly is sepsis?
Sure. So sepsis, broadly speaking, is when an infection overwhelms the body's natural defenses, resulting in organ injury or failure.
And pneumonia is actually a form of sepsis? I didn't know that.
So pneumonia can cause sepsis. Pneumonia is an infection of the lung that can be caused by a bacteria, a virus, or a fungus. And a simple pneumonia wouldn't be sepsis. So if someone were to get a pneumonia, they would have a fever, they would have a cough, and they may have some other symptoms associated with that infection. But if the body's immune system couldn't control the infection and it spiraled out of control, that person could develop low blood pressures or confusion. It could start affecting other organs in the body like the brain, the heart, or the kidneys. And when that occurs, then we call it sepsis.
So there has to be an initial infection in
Correct.
Order to then, the secondary thing is sepsis, if the infection sort of overwhelms your body's ability to cope with it.
Correct. And in a typical infection, so a common infection like a urinary infection, the body's first response is that it detects the infection. The white blood cells of the body detect the infection, and they release chemical signals called cytokines. And these signals will activate the immune system of the body. They cause increased blood flow to that organ. They raise your temperature. They recruit more white blood cells to help and fight the infection. They can release antibodies. And in most cases, this will control the infection. So in the case of a urinary tract infection, you may have some symptoms of that, like burning with urination or pain in the lower abdomen. But relatively mild or minor symptoms, maybe a low-grade fever under 103, the body will control the infection and then purge it from the body. In sepsis, however, the body isn't able to control that infection, and the fevers, for example, may spike very high above 103. You may develop lightheadedness that really doesn't go away, or intense shaking chills, shortness of breath, which you shouldn't be getting shortness of breath with a urinary tract infection. And that may be an indication that the infection has spread beyond the bladder or the urinary tract and has affected the rest of the body.
So you're describing some of the signs or symptoms that maybe people mm-hmm. should be on the lookout for if they have mm-hmm. an infection. Are there other ones that are telltale signs of sepsis?
Sure. So the symptoms can be different depending on the organ they're in, but anytime someone does have these very high fevers over 103 that does not respond to a dose of Tylenol, or uncontrollable shaking chills, that's a normal response by the body to an infection to try and raise our temperature. But if they don't go away, that's an alarming sign. Someone who has confusion or disorientation, that's a very alarming sign, because that indicates that the brain is not getting the blood that it needs, and that can happen in sepsis. Those are very, very alarming signs. Shortness of breath is another really one to watch out for as well.
Why would you get sepsis? Why wouldn't your body be able to control an infection?
Sure. So most individuals actually have a low risk of getting sepsis. Most healthy individuals have a low risk of getting sepsis. The people who are at risk are those who are very young, those who are very old, those who have chronic medical problems, chronic conditions like heart failure or lung disease, and those who have immunocompromised state, either from they were born with it or something they've developed over time. Those individuals are at a higher risk of getting sepsis. And another question I'm commonly asked is, well, if I am a healthy person, how do I prevent myself from getting sepsis? I don't want this condition. And really the best way, the number one way to prevent sepsis is to live a healthy lifestyle, live a life free of drugs, excess alcohol, smoking, high sugar foods, exercising regularly, getting a good night's sleep, and staying up to date on all the recommended vaccinations, especially those for flu and pneumonia. by doing that, people will essentially reduce the risk of sepsis to very, very low rates.
So essentially, if you keep a healthy immune system, you're on the right track?
Correct. Correct. It is still, of course, possible to contract these serious infections, but the risk is way reduced.
So given that, and given that, you know, if you're controlling an infection, you're in good shape. If you're getting medical treatment for an infection, you should be in good shape. But 30 million or so people a year get sepsis, and between 6 and 9 million of them die. Mm-hmm. But sepsis, it sounds like, is largely treatable. So is it that people aren't going to their medical professional early enough, or is it not spotted sometimes by doctors? I mean, where is the gap that leads to death?
Some of it is that people seek medical attention late. And sepsis, the other thing to keep in mind is it is a spectrum. There is mild sepsis, and then there's much more severe sepsis where people are in the ICU and have an artificial breathing tube, something of that nature. But the people who have mild sepsis, if you catch it early, you can prevent it from getting worse. So that when people have these symptoms, these alarm symptoms, it's really important to seek medical attention so that you can get a thorough exam and a thorough evaluation for sepsis to make sure that doctors identify it and get early treatment. And early treatment in sepsis is the number one thing to reduce those deaths from sepsis. And the treatment really is intravenous antibiotics very rapidly. So if someone develops those alarm symptoms, it's important to seek medical attention, see your doctor. If you're very sick, go to the emergency department and get evaluated to see if you need that life-saving intervention quickly.
So if you think you might have sepsis, worth a shot, just go see someone. Don't wait.
Correct. Don't wait. Call your doctor. Go to your doctor's office. Go to urgent care. If you are having those alarm symptoms, that uncontrollable shaking, chills, confusion, disorientation, can't breathe, go to the emergency department and get checked out as soon as possible.
Dr. Rick Hildebrandt is medical director of hospital medicine at Rutland Regional Medical Center. Thank you very much for telling us a little bit more about how to be aware of sepsis.
Thanks for having me.